But I used to go to the mailbox, and when I get up to the crossroads, that's where Grandma lived. Not my grandma, but my cousins. And she called her grandma. Well, I called her grandma. She had always had me a tea cake. Oh, that was the best tea cake you have ever tasted. See, I'd have to wait if the mail hadn't come by, to wait for it to come, and I'd have time to eat me a tea cake or two. And I was telling Tim, that's the grandson, about it when we came through there one day when he was quite small, I guess 7 or 8 years old. I said, now, Tim, this is where I used to live, and I'll show you when we get to the corner where the mailbox was. He said, well, Nanny, why don't you ride your bicycle? I said, honey, I had never seen a bicycle. But he thought, what in the world were you doing walking? Why didn't you ride your bicycle? Oh, me, things like that just is really amusing to me. Of course, I'm sure he believed that, but you can tell them things now that I went through with. They don't believe it. They can't visualize it. They just can't. You can't.
What was your house like when you were growing up?
House? Mm-hmm. Well, just a old house, just nothing elaborate or anything. Had a well, you know, to draw the water, all outside the toilet, no plumbing. I had never heard of plumbing. Didn't know anything about plumbing. Just an old country house.
What were the rooms like?
Well, like they are now, some larger than, the rooms were larger than others, and some smaller, and some houses had more rooms than others, small houses and big houses. Oh, that brings my thought back to this. When I was six when I lived on in Rossville, it's where there used to be a florist, and across the street was a two-story house, and the family lived there. They're an old Rossville family. And they had several girls, seemed to be like six, and one son. And their house had upstairs. Oh, honey, I thought that was the greatest thing that ever anybody had. I thought they were rich because they had upstairs to the house. But I did love to go over there and play because there's so many to play with.
Six of them, that's a lot.
But anyway, I used to say, oh, I'd just give anything if I had a house with upstairs. But I didn't see many houses when I was that young with upstairs. They were just, you know, one floor, just with a hall through it, maybe, or something like that.
What did you heat with?
Wood in a fireplace.
Oh.
And then later on, in the days when it got better, you had a heater, and then you went to coal, and then later on, gas and that sort of thing. But electricity, no. When I married, there was no electricity on here in Rossville. No. Wow. We were still ironing with black irons and no electricity.
So you remember the first houses that got electricity around here? Your first house that you had electricity in, what did they put in? Did they put lights in first for you? Or?
Air's still on, I believe.
Yeah, it's cold in here.
It is.
About the electricity.
Right, because we've talked to some people, they said when they first got electricity put in their house, they would put a light bulb right in the middle of the room.
There wouldn't be any receptacles or anything around, just the one light
just
straight
there. Just the bulb hanging down.
Just one bulb.
With your pull switch?
Yeah, reach up and pull it.
Now, I remember the day electricity come. I was about five, and my daddy was wiring our house, putting it in that cable stuff. And we lived next door to a family that was real big, and they didn't have too much discipline, and they didn't talk really nice. And I wanted to help my daddy with what he was doing, and I was down over him, and I guess in the way. And he told me to move, to get out of the way, and I let out an ugly word. Well, he picked up that cable he was working with and paddled me.
Oh, goodness.
And I started crying, and when he realized what he had done, he started crying too. Mother said she didn't have one, but she had two standing in the middle of the floor crying.
Oh.
Because he whipped me for being in his way, and I was no more than four.
Oh.
Maybe five.